This is the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
This is the commissioner of Bruce City Wrestling, the mouth of the Midwest, JP.
This is Max Holliday, the Bruce City Wrestling heavyweight champion, and you're listening to the DWI Podcast.
The DWI Podcast.
Who? The best in the Midwest podcast from the best in the Midwest professional wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Frankie the Thumper DeFalco show here presented by the DWI Podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am joined, as always, by DPP. And now to bring in the man you've all been waiting for, the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling himself, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
How you guys doing tonight?
We are wonderful, Frank. How are you? That's the important question.
Oh, you know, this is the big week leading up to the show on Friday. You know, it's Jingle Bells Bash, part of Headlock for Hunger, where we are asking all fans in attendance to bring at least two non-perishable food items to help the less fortunate during these Christmas holiday season.
And that's just a great thing that you guys do. You guys do a lot of stuff for charities, and this is just one of them. So, folks, make sure you bring those two non-perishables and help a family less fortunate than yours. So,
absolutely. It'd be great.
All right, hey, speaking of, helping out, maybe let's help out Aaron Rodgers with another Packers victory by Brett Hundley this weekend. What do you think? Packers going back-to-back, getting ready for Rodgers' return.
Speaking
I'm feeling it. They're going to beat Cleveland, right, Frank?
You know,
speaking of less fortunate.
I don't want to be the first to say this, but I think the Cleveland Browns get their first win this Sunday.
No,
oh,
come on.
Oh, boy.
I hope I'm wrong, but you heard it here first, guys, on the DWI Podcast. The godfather, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco, said Cleveland gets their first win.
Tell me, Frank, what in the world would possess you to think Cleveland will beat the Packers?
It's called destiny, fellas.
I can see it happening. You know, I'm not.
That offense has been.
I think we're going to win, but there's pause. They got a couple young good players out there.
The offense has been getting better for Cleveland.
This will be the one that gets Ted Thompson kicked out of Green Bay.
And if that happens, I'm okay with that. I think it's time for a change up there.
Yeah.
We need a new GM. You know, somebody who's going to spend money on free agency. Because it's just not working right now with him on top of there right now.
I heard this today. I heard this stat today. For next year, they already have 41 of their 53 players they can have on the roster under contract, and they will still be $34 million under the salary cap.
Exactly. And that's what I'm talking about is Ted Thompson has to realize this is not his money. This is the team's money, and he should be spending it. What really pisses me off, too, is what's the president's name? Mark Murphy?
Murphy.
Yep.
He doesn't tell Ted to say, hey, spend money to help this team win right now. You got to realize, too, that Aaron Rodgers, his window's closing. Now with this shoulder issue he has, it's definitely closing more. You know, yeah, Tom Brady, he's in his 40s now. He had the big knee surgery, but Brady was never mobile. He always had the good arm and he always had the accuracy. Now when you have Aaron Rodgers with the bum shoulder, which happens to be his throwing shoulder, it's not the same anymore.
Nah. Couldn't agree with you more. He might rely on his legs a little bit more when he comes back and, you know, avoiding those hits but utilizing the open lanes instead of throwing it down the field.
Right. And he better slide baseball style because he goes in head first, he's going to get screwed. Now, the hot rumor is he's coming back for the Carolina game, but – When Cleveland beats them this Sunday, honestly, there's no reason for him to.
We got to move on. I'm not going to argue with you about Cleveland and the Green Bay Packers, baby. But it's a bold prediction, and I love the boldness.
All right.
Let's talk about what really matters, why we're here. Jingle Bells Bash, big lineup this weekend. We got Mean Mitch Blake returning again to BCW for the second show in a row.
You know, it's been a long time. Mitch had contacted me. He goes, hey, Frankie, it's been a long time since I've been up in BCW. the fans really miss me. They've been texting me and messaging me on Facebook. I said, yeah, so what? Well, I want to come back. I said, all right, it'd be nice to have you back. And what does he do? Shooter Scott beats him up with a baseball bat, chokes him out. He had the win, but then he started choking him out more and more, and the referee reversed the decision to give Shooter Scott Marciano the victory. But I told Mitch after it, I said, you begged me to come back. I said, I like you better than you were when you had that old tag team partner, but for what you did, sucker me in and having you come back and doing this in front of the fans, I tell you what, Mitch, keep doing this shit here and you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Well, what are you going to do, DeFalco? I said, don't worry about me. Worry about yourself. So he's got an opponent. It was going to be D.W. Ebe, but Ebe is on the shelf right now with a foot injury at the Thumper's Den Wrestling Academy. He's got a severely bruised heel, and he's out. So I got to find himself an opponent for Friday. I'm not too worried about it, but we'll have some stiff competition for Mitch this Friday.
So no preparation for this Friday for me and Mitch Blake. You know, you talked about Shooter Marciano. I heard he's teaming up and forming the Sexy Shooter Tag Team with one, the Marman, taking on the P-10s and the N-Words in a triple threat tag match?
Yes, it's going to be a triple threat tag match. The winner will become the number one contenders for the tag team championship currently held by Hardcore Impact. So any one of those three teams could definitely beat Hardcore Impact. So, yeah, it's going to be the P-10s taking on the N-Words, taking on Mario Crivello and Shooter Scott Marciano, confirmingly called Sexy Shooter.
And Mario is a former Perfect 10 member, too, so that should be pretty pretty interesting triple threat match. It's a lot of good talent right there.
Yes, sir.
Wow, this tag team division in BCW is just stacked. You talked about the champions. They're going to be taking on the team of Russ and Onyx. Those two guys teaming up together, some power and some speed.
It is, you know, but the way people are looking at this match here is not Hardcore Impact versus Russ Jones and Onyx Andretti. They're looking at it as the Heathens versus the Bruce City Saints. You know, the Heathens have been individually beating up these guys. So now the six members form their own little bond, and they are now called the Bruce City Saints. They are led by the BCW heavyweight champion, Max Holloway. And at the last show, they brought back, I would say, the glue that's going to stick this team together, and that's Brandon Blaze, who, in fact, will be taking on his former best friend and former tag team partner, Beer City Bruiser, from Ring of Honor. So that match would be very, very interesting to see what happens out of it.
That's a gigantic match, if you ask me. These two guys are some large, powerful men that move so quick in the ring and strike so hard. If you've seen Brandon Blaze or Beer City Bruiser, this is one that's going to tear the house down, in my opinion.
It is, you know, in fact, people want to get tickets. As of we're speaking right now, there are only 10 ringside seats available. So if people want to get them, they can go to BruceCityWrestling1.com, use PayPal, and reserve your tickets now, because I can guarantee you by Friday, it'll be sold out, if not by Thursday. Or you can save $2 by getting the pre-sale advance tickets, which are $16. Or you can just wait until the doors open up at 6:45 and get $18 general admission seats.
I'll tell you what, I'd get your tickets now, because it's going to be cold as hell outside, and I don't want to be sitting out there waiting to get your tickets.
Well, absolutely. You know, the doors will be open. You know, we have a big hallway at the Columbus Club, so people will definitely be, you know, standing out there. Like other promotions that run in Waukesha, we will not make the people wait outside in the bitter cold. We will have the front door open, and fans can come right on in.
DP, yeah, what are you thinking over there, DP? The Godfather's a very hospitable man.
I'm not standing outside. I'm going to get my tickets right now, so I don't have to wait. That's all I'm saying. You know, and I'm going to bring my two non-perishable food items as well.
I already got two bags filled up. I already got my stuff done.
Excellent.
Yeah, I won't have any time the rest of the week, so it's sitting real tight in my home right now, and then I'll just bring them upstairs to the car.
Perfect. Hey, let's talk about the women's division. We got a fatal four-way between Stacy Shadows, Lena De Oro, Vanessa Azzurri, and Evil Sierra, one of the people you're not too fond of.
I don't think you said that right, PC Tunney. What's her name? What's her name, Frank?
Evil bitch. Hashtag evil bitch. You know, everyone who was at the show last month saw what she did to me. You know, I thought that I had her, you know, out of that trance, evil spell, whatever the hell dysfunction has on her. But, there goes the Bear City Bruiser. He's going to go poop. You're not.
But, hey, I hope everybody poops. I hope he doesn't have those koozies. He owes us.
Japanese drills that they do at New Japan. So that's what they're doing right now.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
And they're all loosening up their legs. They must be hurt right now. But, yeah, Evil Sierra, you know, I told her not to hit Vanessa with the belt. Almost had her convinced to come back to me, and she decided to hit her with the belt. Then, behind me, which I did not know, Evil Dis throws Sierra a pair of brass knuckles. And I said, look, let's hug this out. Give me the brass knuckles. Let's take care of it. You know, go back to where we used to be. And then, wait, he's back now. Bear City Bruiser, talking with the BWI guys.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Bruiser?
You guys tried it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, we want those koozies, those two last koozies.
Yeah. And then Dysfunction takes me out, kicks my legs up from under me, holds me, and that evil hashtag evil bitch opened me up pretty good, and it's been like nearly 20 years since someone opened me up that bad. So
needless to say, I'm not looking for revenge. Takes home the victory in this fatal four-way.
I know what she's trying to do, and I've heard it from several people from within, and it's not going to happen. I will not. So, but yeah, Evil Sierra, she's defending her BCW Women's Championship against former champion, the Midwest Slayer, Stacy Shadows, the Golden Goddess, Lena De Oro, and the Blue Phoenix, Vanessa Azzurri.
Honestly, can't wait for that. Go ahead, Frank.
One of those three could knock Sierra off because lately Sierra has a lot on her mind. I know that for a fact as well. And I know I'm on her mind as well. But I'm going to make sure Dysfunction is nowhere near the ring. Cannot help her retain the belt. So we'll be good there. So you never know. Could be a title change unless Sierra walks out and takes a DQ. But we'll see what happens.
But let's hope that doesn't happen. You brought up Evil Dis. Talk to me about his big matchup with His Holiness, Sean Priest.
Well, Evil Dis is looking for competition. He's looking for a warm-up match for his big encounter, January 12th at Rise to Honor 14, in the Extreme Rules match against the franchise ECW legend Shane Douglas. So,
nice.
Of course, the person for the Heathens, the commissioner of Bruce City Wrestling, Mouthpin Midwest, Jason Parks, JP, gave Evil Dis Sean Priest, who just happens to be a member of the Bruce City Saints. So I think JP is trying to look for an elimination way to get Sean out of that match.
Sean Priest is no warm-up match, I'll tell you that. Former Bruce City Wrestling champion.
Sean's a former BCW world champion, but this has a lot, you know, I'm sure. I just hope he's not looking past Sean for this Friday to look forward to January 12th, because these next two matches for him will not be easy for this.
You mentioned the date for the big show in January. Throw that out there one more time for everybody else.
Bruce City Wrestling presents Rise to Honor 14, 14-year anniversary show for Bruce City Wrestling, January 12th at the Columbus Club of West Dallas. Tickets will be on sale for that show starting December 12th. So you already know what one match is. See what happens from there.
What a perfect Christmas gift for anyone. But tickets to the show on January 12th. I mean, hey. Come on. Isn't that perfect?
That's very good. That's a heck of an idea.
I know what I'm getting my broadcast partner.
Yay! All right. The Bruce City Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion, Max Holiday, the leading member of the Bruce City Saints, taking on the Tokyo Monster Kahagas, a member of the Heathens. We've been waiting for these two to get back at each other. Tell me what you expect to see on Friday.
It is for the belt. We could have a change at that way, too. But the thing is, JP being the commissioner, yeah, I have the final say, but I just hope JP lets him, fight it out where none of the other heathens got to interfere in this match or anything like that. So it's got to stop somewhere, and hopefully it ends right there. But Kahagas is the one that turned on Max several months ago and hit him with his own belt. Just beat him down mercilessly.
Mercilessly.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Unreal. And we already talked about Hardcore Impact taking on Russ Jones and Onyx, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. No, we went down all the matches, 7 Fandemonium matches this Friday at the Columbus Club of West Dallas, 1800 South 92nd Street. Doors open at 6:45. I'm going to be there, Frank. I already told you. I'm going to go on record on air. I promise I will be there Friday.
I got my SpaghettiOs in the car. I'm ready to go.
Fans, you do not want to miss this show. All roads lead to Rise to Honor 14. This is the big show that leads you right into it.
This is like the Royal Rumble.
45, bell time 7:30. Anyone attending, please bring at least 2 non-perishable food items to help the less fortunate during the Christmas holiday season.
Before you go, Frank, do one thing for me. We know you're live from the Thumper's Den Wrestling Academy. You got the Bruiser down there doing some training with everybody. Give a plug for the Academy and tell everybody where they can find if they want to be a part and try out at the Thumper's Den.
You guys can email brewcitywrestling1@gmail.com. We are located in Cudahy, Wisconsin. We train Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday mornings from 9:30 a.m. till 12 noon. We have a lot of ways to get in. If you want to make it in this business for real, no messing around, serious inquiries only. If you have the desire to become a professional wrestling, you can email me at brewcitywrestling1@gmail.com.
Can't wait to see you Friday, Frank. Appreciate you coming on again. Yeah. Last thoughts here on the Frankie the Thumper DeFalco show?
Pleasure is all mine to be on this DWI podcast again. And for all the listeners out there, have yourself a great holiday season and a great 2018. And hopefully we'll see you guys off the show this spring.
Thanks for the time again, Frank. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great night.
Thanks, see you Frank.
Friday. All right, bye.